This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Protesters are expected today when the NRA opens its annual convention in Houston, just days after a gunman killed 19 children and two teachers at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. Former President Trump's expected to address the convention. In Uvalde, a grieving mother is remembering her daughter and the other children killed in Tuesday's school shooting. The AP's Tim McGuire.
I don't want her just to be another kid. I don't want her just to be another face.
Mayite Rodriguez made her way back from all Fs because of her trouble with remote learning to the AB honor roll at Robb Elementary. Tuesday was awards day at the school. She and many of her classmates being honored for their accomplishments this school year. Her mother, Anna Rodriguez, says Mayite, Jacqueline, Alethea, Annabella, and all the others should never be forgotten.
Each one of them has a story to tell.
Rodriguez adding,
the story is the kids, not my face, not when I'm crying, not what I'm feeling, not what I experienced that day. It's her.
19 children and their two teachers killed by an 18-year-old gunman 2 days before the end of the school year.
President Biden and the First Lady will travel to Uvalde, Texas on Sunday to console families.
Let them know we have a sense, just a sense of their pain, and hopefully bring some little comfort to the community in shock, in grief, and in trauma.
President Biden earlier this week. There will be funeral services today for three victims of the racist attack on a Buffalo supermarket. Ukraine's foreign minister is pleading with Western nations to provide Kyiv with heavy weapons so they can push Russian forces back. He says the situation in the eastern part of the country is even worse than people say. Airlines expect massive numbers of travelers as the summer travel season begins. This is AP News. Closing arguments today in the Johnny Depp case. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has this.
For a time, it seemed it would never end, but now we are close to a conclusion of the libel trial that pits the Pirates of the Caribbean star against his ex-wife and fellow actor Amber Heard. After 6 weeks of conflicting testimony about the actors and their claims, each side now gets 2 hours to sum up their case. After that, the jury gets its instructions from the trial judge and then finally gets the case. The trial has gone on for 6 weeks. And with broadcast cameras in the courtroom, the case has given fans a chance to attend a celebrity trial without making the trip to suburban Washington, D.C., and it has given those willing to make the trip the chance to see the proceedings in person, in some case lighting up overnight to grab one of the few coveted seats inside the courtroom. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Stocks gained ground yesterday. The Dow gained 516 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.